As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
All right, you can catch Dan Plesac on MLB Tonight, which is live 7 days a week. It's MLB Tonight, so you can watch it every night. All right, let's talk some baseball with him. Dan, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. Was here at Citi Field for the Subway Series. I don't know if that's what excites you guys right now. What does excite you right now baseball?
You know what? I think what excites me most is I think this wild card in the AL is just turning out to be just – 2 weeks ago, Mike, it looked like the Angels were dead in the water, and you look top to bottom, the Yankees look like, you know, they're 3 games ahead in that wild card, but you have the Angels – right now have that spot. You have the Twins a half a game back, the Royals a half a game back, the Mariners and Rays a game and a half, and even the Orioles and the Rangers are 2 games back. So this AL wild card, wild and wacky, and it's going to be like that the rest of the way.
And the Angels are fun. And listen, the Yankees will be in the wild card. They will be in one
no
of the
doubt.
Teams.
Are you a little concerned with Chapman? I'm a little concerned.
Well, listen, I think the best thing they could do right now is put him on the DL and let Robinson be the closer.
I think that's
the best thing that could happen is he goes on the DL because he's been awful. I think they're more than concerned. I don't think he'd be good this year under any circumstances.
I don't think
he's going to be good in a setup role. I think if he loses, he gets demoted, I think he will be a mess because I think a lot of it is his mentality, too. He's got a lot of swagger. You know, he's very much the closer. He's very much the guy with his ear rings and is this and is that. So to me, that's going to be something that he's not going to like either. So, and I think they've been very, very concerned about that. So to me, I think the best thing could happen right now is they put him on a shelf, let Robinson close, and elevate Green into the role in front of Betances, and make Betances the eighth and Green the seventh, because Green has been one of the best kept secrets in baseball.
No doubt about it. And you know what? I take a look at this Yankees team, and it's been a weird watch. You know, I thought they were like the talk of baseball, and Aaron Judge, the first 3 months of the season.
Before
the break, it looked like they were falling apart. Then after the break, they get hot again, and then they've looked average again. But I agree with you. I think they're going to – I wouldn't say they're a shoe-in, but they're without a doubt they're definitely going to be one of the two teams in the wild card. I really thought, you know, 2.5, 3 weeks ago, Mike, they were going to make a big run at the Red Sox. I don't know if that's going to happen right now.
Well, without Tanaka, it won't.
And if
Severino ever hits a wall, which could happen here, I don't think they have enough starting pitching. Their bullpen's really good, but I don't think they have enough starting pitching. Plus, I'll tell you, they need Holiday to come back. I know everyone talks about Judge. When this offense went in the season, Castro was good. He really was, and they need him too. But Holiday was enormous, and they missed that professional bat. And he came back, and I think he lied to himself and lied to the team and said he was fine. He was awful. He was terrible. All he was doing was hitting the double plays or striking out, and he killed the team. And if they need him to come back. If he comes back, they could have a good September. I think they really need his bat in the lineup.
100% agree with you.
And I think that's been a big loss. And I don't know where he is. Even if he says he's getting close to coming back, I don't know if he's going to be himself, though, because I'm not even sure they know what's wrong with him yet. You still hear rumblings that they're not sure they pinpointed exactly what was going on. Was it an ear infection? Was it Epstein-Barr? Was it this? Was it that? Was it a virus? Who knows what he had? So he really struggled, and he didn't look anything like himself. And all you were getting was 6-4 threes every night, you know, and it was a big problem. And Judge had to find himself, which I think he will. The thing I'd watch for right now, Dan, is I think Sanchez is about to explode. I think he's looked great the last 3 or 4 days. Best I've seen him all year. He hasn't really had a monster streak. I wouldn't be surprised if he went on a tear right now.
I agree with you. You know what was funny? About a week to 10 days ago, right, Joe Girardi came out, and you know they questioned his catching. Like, listen, they got to wake him up. Maybe that served as a wake-up call. You know, maybe that kind of woke this guy up a little bit. Listen. His bat's going to carry him. He's one of those guys. He's a really good catcher, Mike, when he's hitting. But I'll tell you a guy that's impressed me. I think all three starts Sonny Gray. I know the first one, they threw the ball around and kicked it around a little bit, but I thought he was really good last night. Into the seventh inning.
He was good last night.
He was really, really good. He's held up his end of the bargain. They're going to need him, and I agree with you. They need him and Severino to not miss many or any starts the rest of the way if they're going to secure a wild card.
You know what was interesting with him, which I hadn't seen so pronounced, maybe you have, Dan. We're talking with Dan Plesac, MLB Network. He really slows that wind-up down to that really makes the fastball jump at you, you know, because he really slows that windup down almost to a crawl.
It does. You know what he reminds me? He has a lot of different looks. He's in some way different kind of arm angle, but a little bit of what David Cone used to do.
Exactly.
That too, right?
Very
Cone
much
would be
like
quick,
yes.
And then he would slow down, and then he'd have that slight hesitation, and you never could gauge what David Cone was doing. And I think that's the same thing with Sonny Gray.
I don't think he's got his talent, and I didn't see any Laredo, but I agree with you. He's tricky, is what he is. He's a little bit of a thing, and he's tricky out there. He was good last night. I mean, he really was. He only made one mistake in the game. He was really good, and DeGrom was furious that he walked Headley, and it cost them against Ellsbury. That was the difference in the game. That was absolutely the difference in that game. Tell me right now, you believe in the Cardinals or you don't believe in the Cardinals?
I don't. I want to, but I've just seen too much. They take two steps forward, two steps backwards. I admire what they did climbing back into this thing. They're game behind the Cubs right now. I get that. They just don't have the pitching. You know, we used to, at the network here, we used to call them the St. Louis Cardinals pitching factory. It was one after another after another. And I don't think their pitching is as good. Mike Leake got bounced around a little bit last night in Boston. I think their pitching is short. Their bullpen's picked it up. They're not a real good defensive team. Dexter Fowler's been a godsend for them. I keep waiting for the Cubs to wake up out of this coma, Mike. They're 6-0. They got a game and a half lead. But I think what we see of the Cubs, we might see the rest of the way. I was expecting one of those 15-5 runs, one of those 16-4 runs. I don't think we're going to see that. I think the Cubs are going to win the division, but I don't think they're as good as they were last year. With that said, though, if they get in, Mike, they could roll the table and get to the World Series again.
Two teams that are just finishing the season and not well. Would you be more concerned about Houston or more concerned about Washington?
Houston, and I'm going to tell you why. Dallas Keuchel spent too much time on the DL for me, and Lance McCullers has spent too much time on the DL. They're going to have to do something, and I'm hoping they pull the plug and they do something, whether that's Justin Verlander or whoever that guy is. They're too good of a team, Mike, to go into the postseason, to go into a series and get bounced out. They have the best offense in the American League. They can run, they can hit, they can throw, they can do a lot of things. Their starting pitching scares the crap out of me right now. And unless Keuchel is back to his form and McCullers is back in a really good form, their 3, 4, and 5 don't scare anybody. They're going to have to beat you by slugging you. And, Mike, you know as well as I do, that doesn't work in October baseball. Very rarely do we see 7-6, 9-8 games in the month of October. They're all close. They're all nail-biters. And unless they go out and get a starting pitcher a la Verlander or whoever that guy is, I think they're going to be done in the first round. That's just my opinion.
The way you set these playoffs up now, schedule-wise, you're setting them up so that teams that have pitching and have power pitches are going to win.
Because you can rest guys. You can throw a guy game one, game three, and he's going to be on 3 or 4 days rest. 100% agree.
Yeah, and you're setting it up for those teams to really make a big difference. You really are. And to me, you know, it might be better if they took some of the days off out of the postseason, because that it would make for a more. You have to use your roster more, as a matter
Absolutely.
Of fact.
Absolutely, and I think, Mike, and that's what. I haven't really been buying into the Dodgers all year, but listen, they're 50 games over, 84-34, right?
You know what? They're starting to look like the 84 Tigers.
They are.
And the 84 Tigers never blinked. They never blinked the whole year.
That's what they're doing right now, Mike. And you know what? Alex Wood wins his 15th game last night. Yu Darvish has been terrific in his starts. They
50
get Clayton
games
Kershaw back.
Over.
That's
50
crazy, right?
Games.
Mike, think about it. They could lose every game the rest of the year, and they're going to be over a 500 team.
50.
They could lose every game the rest of the year.
That team is scary, and they don't. Let's be honest, they don't really have a weakness.
They don't. And the only thing is, they're going to need Kershaw. But I guess the argument against
there.
That would be he's
he'll
never
be
been
there.
That good in the postseason. But with Yu Darvish and Alex Wood right now, their bullpen's lights out. Kenley Jansen has been terrific. Their setup guys that don't get much of attention are good. They got different heroes every night. They're a good team, and they're really really good.
And you know who else is Arizona? Greinke's—he's had a great year. He really has. If you get Greinke into one game, if you're Colorado, that's going to be tough because Greinke's had a great season.
Oh, he's been terrific.
If it's Colorado and Arizona into one game, I mean, if you get Greinke in that one game, it's going to be a tough game.
Absolutely. And we've seen
that. I sat here last year when you know the Mets, they had a great pitch game, but the other guy pitched a better game and they wind up losing. That's the way it works.
No doubt about it.
And the Pirates, they got knocked out 2 years in a row, winning 98 games because they ran into a hot pitcher in the game.
Absolutely right, and that's all it's about. You get one hot guy at the right time, and Jake Arrieta was that guy 2 years ago against the Pirates. He had that magical second half of the season. All of a sudden, the Pirates have a good year, and boom, they're one, and they're done, and they're going home.
Or Keuchel against the Yankees that night. The Yankees hit one hard ball the whole game. I mean,
Absolutely. It was, so
those games are tough. You know, when you run into that one pitcher, makes it a very tough situation. It really does for,
Absolutely.
You know, a long season to lose in one game.
Right.
You know, so to me, you know, it's funny. If you look at it, it'd be hard for the Dodgers. If the Dodgers now, with what they've done, don't get to the World Series, it would be a bitter defeat. I mean, this year they have to get to the World Series.
100%. Particularly when they go and they make a move and get a guy like Yu Darvish. They're all in right now. Their position players are good. They have never been positioned better to win the whole thing than they are right now. They're the team to beat.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can lose the World Series. It happens. I mean, we've seen a lot of great teams. In my lifetime, I saw a lot of great teams, whether it was Tony La Russa's A's, whether it was Earl Weaver's Orioles. I've seen plenty of big teams lose the World Series, but they got to at least get to the World Series.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to stop them, Dan. I don't see Washington stopping them, and I don't think the Cubs. I know you could probably think the Cubs could, but I just think it's going to be the Dodgers' year this year.
Yeah, the only thing is, you go into a season that's going to be the Clayton Kershaw. His kryptonite has been he's not been a very good pitcher in the month of October when it's really counted. And I think if you have one thing that he has to get off of his back or get off of his career is if he has a big postseason. I think then everybody's going to say this is without. Without a doubt, one of the greatest pitchers we've seen in the last 50 years. That's the one knock that the Dodgers have. If Kershaw pitches like Kershaw and Darvish pitches like Darvish, they're going to the World Series, Mike.
Talking with Dan Plesac, MLB Network. You know, talking about pitchers, I was talking to someone during the Yankee game the other night, and I said, this is as dominant as I've seen anybody in a long time. Sale has been so dominant. He was so good. He was Randy Johnson good in that game. He was Roger Clemens good in that game. He was, you know, Pedro at his best good in that game. I mean, those guys weren't even getting decent swings off him in that game.
He's a real unique bird. I mean, he's not the kind of guy, like, if your son threw like he did in the backyard, you'd be like, I don't really like those mechanics, right? But it works for him. And that was the knockout when the White Sox drafted him out of Gulf Coast College in Florida, right? Like, unorthodox arm angle. He's made it work. He looks like he's an arm injury waiting to happen. but his velocity is as good as it's ever been. His breaking ball's better. His changeup is better. He's the best pitcher. He's a slam dunk to win the Cy Young in the AL. But I tell you what, the Red Sox, they're going to need somebody else behind him to pick it up. I like the Red Sox. I don't love them. But they could be the best team in baseball the days that he pitches, because right now he's the best in the AL, hands down.
His four-seam fastball right now is deadly.
Electric, right?
Absolutely amazing. It's as good as I ever saw Randy Johnson's. I mean, and it is weird the way he snaps that ball. I mean, it really is. And it's almost like I don't want to say he's dropping down, but he's almost coming just from that side angle. It's such a weird way to throw the ball. And even the right hand it's tremendously effective.
And that's the key you touched on, Mike. He throws into right-handers as well as any lefty in baseball. So you're looking for that hard sweeping breaking ball, right? And he's not afraid to stand a righty up. He throws his fastball to both sides of the plate. The biggest change, his changeup has gotten so much better now, and he'll throw it at any time in any count. So he slows you down, and he makes 95 look like it's 100. And then he can get it up there to 97, 98. Right now, from the left side, he's a nightmare. He might be – listen, it's hard to say because when Kershaw's healthy, but this guy right now, active pitchers, he's the best lefty in the game without a doubt.
Yeah, I think this year he's been the best pitcher. I mean, you know, his average start this year is 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts. That's an incredible line to have as your average line for the season. 5
exactly.
hits and 12 strikeouts. I mean, that's a heck of a deal. And he's had an incredible – he has pitched unbelievable. I never thought he was as good as he's been this year. He has been sensational this year.
Fantastic.
And
going deep into games, too.
And the other guy that you have to stop and give credit to is Scherzer. I mean, he does it all the time, too. That guy just, you know, you have a guy that durable. He's unbelievable, Scherzer.
He is. And, you know, the knock on him early in his career was he wasn't a very good finisher of games, right? He was one of those guys that could get into the sixth or seventh. Then all of a sudden it was like turn the bullpen over. And, like, you know, he was one of those guys that about 85 to 90 heaves, and then you weren't going to get it. He's anything but that right now. He's a horse. And he's one of the top pitchers in the game of baseball, without a doubt. 4 really good pitches. And what I like the most about him, Mike, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. He attacks guys. He attacks the strike zone. He's a really good pitcher.
All right, Dan, before you leave, tell me this and tell the audience this. As a former lefty reliever in your own right, what is wrong with Chapman right now?
I think some of it is physical, but I think part of it is mental. And when you are a dominant flamethrower like he is, listen, what Devers did to him the other night, that rattled him a little bit. I don't care what you say. When he blew Hanley Ramirez up, made Hanley Ramirez look like a little leaguer. And normally, when Chapman comes in and he's good to the first hitter, he's usually good the rest of the inning. His problems are he just too many walks. He came in, boom, 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 throwing fire. And I think Devers, he took a swing at a 1-1 pitch up in the zone. I thought, oh, this poor guy. I actually felt bad for him, thinking, boy, they have to let this young guy hit against Chapman. And 2 pitches later, he takes him out to the 399 sign. And I think what happens, Mike, is I've been there. When you're a hard thrower, you're a dominant guy, and all of a sudden you get your best bullet turned around, it's like that puncher that never gets knocked down, right? It's like the first time a guy takes a punch and gets knocked on the canvas, sometimes they're never the same guy right away. It takes him a while to get that confidence going again, and I think that's what he's going through, a little bit of this hamstring issue, but I think his pride's taken a little bit of a hit, too, in the last couple of days.
When is the 103 now, our lefties been attending the other night? Even Moreland the other night, Devers on Sunday night, the lefties never used to touch him. Now they're
right.
Hitting ropes off him.
Yeah, it's confidence.
Is it because he's straight? Is he straighter than he was?
No. You know what it is? It's like now that one guy's around the league, see, like, boom, Devers take him opposite field, and they see lefties hit him. And you go back to the postseason last year, Connor Gillespie had a big hit off of him again when he was with the Giants, when he was with the Cubs last year. So that air of invincibility, that air of, hey, when he comes in, it's over, it's not quite there anymore right now. And I think he needs to get his confidence back. He needs to get healthy first and foremost. And then I think he needs to get that edge. And the only way you're going to get that edge back is to get out there and start seeing some results and some swings and misses and some 1-2-3 innings. He needs that more than anything, Mike.
So he's like a gunfighter who's lost his confidence.
You got it. Exactly. That's all it is.
All right. Thanks very much, Dan.
You got it, Mike.
Thank you.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?